The Christian Science Journal, January 1895. The Mother Church Edifice, the first Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, is erected. The close of the year, Anno Domini 1894, witnessed the completion of our prayer in stone. All predictions and prognostications to the contrary notwithstanding. Of the significance of this achievement, we shall not undertake to speak in this article. It can be better felt than expressed. All who are awake thereto have some measure of understanding of what it means. But only the future will tell the story of its mighty meaning, or unfold it to the comprehension of mankind. It is enough for us now to know that all obstacles to its completion have been met and overcome, and that our temple is completed as God intended it should be. This achievement is the result of long years of untiring, unselfish, and zealous effort on the part of our beloved teacher and leader, the Reverend Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, who nearly 30 years ago began to lay the foundation of this temple, and whose devotion and consecration to God and humanity during the intervening years have made its erection possible. Those who now, in part, understand her mission turn their hearts in gratitude to her for her great work. And those who do not understand it will, in the fullness of time, see and acknowledge it. In the measure in which she has unfolded and demonstrated divine love, and built up in human consciousness a better and higher conception of God as life, truth, and love, as the divine principle of all things which really exist, and in the degree in which she has demonstrated the system of healing of Jesus and the apostles, surely she, as the one chosen of God to this end, is entitled to the gratitude and love of all who desire a better and grander humanity, and who believe it to be possible to establish the kingdom of heaven upon earth in accordance with the prayer and teachings of Jesus Christ.